When Governor Bill Walker released his state budget last week, the phrase oil and gas tax credits was noticeably absent from the announcement. But that doesn't mean it won't be a hot topic this year. Lawmakers in the new House Democratic majority say the current oil and gas tax credit structure is unsustainable, and they're working on a bill to change it. As Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, the oil industry is trying to keep the tax credits alive, but it's not going to be an easy fight.
When it comes to oil tax credits, Jim Musselman says he feels like a character from the Sunday comics.
Lucy's holding the football for Linus to kick it.
For peanut sticklers out there, he means Charlie Brown.
She pulls it back, and she does it time and again, and poor Linus keeps trying to kick it, and she keeps pulling it back. It's kind of the way we feel. We kind of feel like we're Linus.
Lucy, in this analogy, is the state of Alaska. Musselman, as Charlie Brown, leads the oil company Kalis Energy. Kalis estimates it will have earned close to $200 million in tax credits by spring. But last summer, citing the state's budget crisis, Governor Walker vetoed $430 million in oil tax credits. Musselman says the promise of those credits was a big reason why a small company like Kalis came to Alaska to explore for oil, which is exactly what the current tax credit system was designed to do, given the dwindling flow of oil down the pipeline. And this fall, Kalis announced it has found 2 billion barrels of oil in waters off the North Slope. Musselman says Kalis needs those credits to help them move forward.
We lived up to our end of the bargain, so no, first and foremost, we need to be paid what we're owed.
But that may not happen anytime soon. When Governor Walker released next year's budget, he appropriated the statutory minimum, $74 million, to pay back oil tax credits. All told, the state estimates it will owe oil companies about $650 million by June. The governor's position is the state needs to pay off the credits companies earned. Eventually. But Alaska needs to solve its budget problem first. Brad Keithley, president of Alaskans for Sustainable Budgets, says the state should ask itself 2 questions when it thinks about whether to keep letting oil companies earn credits.
One is, do we really need to have that sort of reimbursable tax structure to make these projects go forward? Is that really necessary? And the second one, and frankly the one I focus on a lot, is whether it's a good deal for Alaskans.
Keithley says for something like Kalis's Smith Bay development, the state could be on the hook for billions of dollars in tax credits before any oil is produced. And, he says, Kalis's big oil find is promising, but not 100%. That means there's a chance all the money due in tax credits won't result in more oil in the pipeline. Some lawmakers agree with Keithley. They think the state can't afford to promise credits to companies any longer.
We know that we want to keep the industry active, but also we can't be cutting essential services or taking PFDs, you know, to pay off unsustainable credits.
That's Democratic Representative Garen Tarr, incoming co-chair of the House Resources Committee. Tarr says the governor may introduce legislation to change the oil and gas tax credit system. But House Democrats like her are also working on their own bill to retool the credits. Neither bill will just slip by Republican lawmakers. Kathy Geisel, who chairs the Senate Natural Resources Committee, says the fact that Alaska isn't paying back credits that oil companies earned is bad for the state's economy.
Fundamentally, we are viewed as an unstable regime in the world because we keep changing our tax policy. So it's going to have to be a pretty solid case for me to even consider yet again another change.
Geisel won't say she'll reject any proposal House Democrats come up with, but she won't easily be convinced. She says the state already phased out some oil and gas credits in the last legislative session. In other words, Republicans plan on asking tough questions before the oil and gas tax credit football is yanked away for good. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.